On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's time for your sunrise, guys.
Let me come in.
Oh, come on in, Swag. Water's warm in here, buddy.
Why don't you come on in.
Dirt and Sprague.
I'm going to configure your widget.
I'm all alone over here. I feel like I'm in the corner watching right now.
It's breakfast time.
Swag's gonna go configure Dirt's widget. Oh, my Lord.
Dirt and Sprague.
He configured both our widgets.
Oh, buddy.
On the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, let's do this. Final hour. Dirt and Sprague here, Portland Sports Leader, 105.1 FM, The Fan, 1080 AM, The Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Good morning, everybody. Happy Thursday. Hope your days are going great. You know what's right around the corner? It's almost gobble-gobble time, baby.
Stop that turkey.
P. Harris coming in, talking a little Pac-2 trash during the commercial break. He's ready for Saturday. He's heading down. He's feeling good about his Cougs.
You know, when you say you're a 10-2 husband, if you were to equate your marriage and your relationship, and we said, hey, as a husband, what do you think you are as a record?
Yeah, he's claiming he's a 10-2 husband, which that's a bold claim. That's a good, I mean, you're a good husband if you're 10-2.
I think I'm 7-5.
Yeah, 7-5 is good. You're doing enough.
I could certainly do more.
Without a doubt. We all could.
Yeah.
Swag, what are you as a husband?
Be honest.
8-4.
8-4?
What's your down year?
All those sports you're watching? You watch way more sports than we do.
Well, yeah, but a lot of times
yeah, boys trips multiple times.
Yeah,
when
was the last time you went on a boys trip?
Dude, it's been a minute.
Probably my bachelor party. Have you gone on one since then?
I did a band trip.
That's right. You did a band trip last year with some buddies?
3 years ago.
Okay.
Well, it was a couple's trip to Palm Springs.
4 years ago.
You also do a thing with your fraternity brothers every year.
Once every 2 years.
Okay, every 2 years?
Aren't you going somewhere next year?
I feel like
Louisville in April.
I feel like you went somewhere this year.
Yeah.
No.
8-4. Wow. I feel a little emasculated. I'm not going to lie.
No.
I'm questioning my own record.
We have a 5-7, 4-8.
2 years ago, it was Austin.
Oh, okay, sure.
4 years ago, it was Nashville.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
When was the last time you did one of those? Yeah, I'm there. I'm present, baby.
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like that's a good thing based on your
record. No, it's not. You know, I don't know if you want me to be present.
Would anybody admit to themselves they're just not good?
Probably. Yeah. I think you would know.
5-7. You know, nothing better.
Why is she still here? I haven't quite figured that out yet.
You're just hanging on.
Why haven't I been fired? It's going to happen. We all know it will. It's just only a matter of time.
You're just dead man walking.
Might as well keep going.
The buyout's cheap.
Cashing the check as long as I can.
Yeah.
By the way, we had some cool historical stuff get texted in, so I'm going to read some of those here coming up in a moment. Before we get to Thursday Night Football, how would you react if you were in this fan base? It was announced yesterday there is an NFL team that is raising their season ticket prices for 2026.
Not the team to be announcing this.
And you might think, oh, is it like Buffalo? Is it Kansas City? Is it Green Bay? Is it Detroit? Is it Philly? Is it insert good team here?
Mm-hmm.
No, it is not. It was announced yesterday. The 1-7 New York Jets are raising their season ticket prices for 2026.
Yeah.
Which I kind of would say, like, if you're a season ticket holder still of the Jets, you deserve that. Why have you not pulled the chute yet?
Well, Fireman Ed did retire, quit, and then
They pushed him out
and then came back.
Yes. And then he kept getting butthurt about not getting shown on TV. Yeah. Remember, he kept doing those
interviews.
He
wants to basically be the mascot.
Why doesn't anybody put me on TV anymore?
Because
you're a free throw guy?
I don't feel bad for these fans.
Okay.
I'm going to give you a take there. Should they raise? No, you have not earned any right to raise tickets on fans. In fact, you should be decreasing your ticket prices to show good faith that you're trying to care about them.
How does everybody not cancel when they see this? You want me to pay more next year?
I think we know that people don't have anything else in their lives. They don't have friends. They don't have hobbies. It's football, and that's it. And I think that's who these saps are.
You know who those season ticket holders are? Those are a bunch of 4-8 husbands right there. Wait, you're going to spend every Sunday at a Jets game again?
Dude.
They're going to go 2-16 again this year, and you're going to be every Sunday at MetLife? Get
those
the hell out of here.
Those are 150% 4-8 husbands.
Those are some 3-9 husbands right
no
there.
No doubt about it. You're spending your entire Sunday there because you're going to tailgate. Yeah.
It's your whole weekend because you got to prep for it on Saturday.
You and Vinny got to be there all day.
You got to get there early Sunday morning. You're not getting home late. You're coming home drunk. That's a 3-9 husband right there.
That's a 3-9 husband.
They need to get fired. The Jets should get fired. I love when teams do this, but we're so stupid as sports fans that we just allow them to get away with it. Because you're spot on. Jets fans will still buy. They're not going to have any public backlash over this. And even though there's a video circulating of a 14-year-old acting like the most depressed person on the planet of like, why did I get dragged into being a Jets fan? This sucks. Because they suck. And yeah, they're coming off a win. You win one game, season ticket prices, they're going up next year.
Are they the most egregious team to be able to do that in the NFL, or are they tied with the most egregious?
I don't know. Like, at that point, you're splitting hairs, right? If the Browns came to you and said we're raising season ticket prices.
The Dolphins right now. Maybe they'll be the Red Hot Dolphins after tonight, but
who else? Tennessee, probably.
Tennessee. I mean, Tennessee coming out and saying we're going to.
The Saints trying to raise their season ticket prices on you wouldn't go over well.
Yeah,
what if Tepper tried to do this in Carolina? Remember,
at least they're over 500.
Are they still? I thought they're at 500. Are they still over 500?
I thought they were over, but
I can't remember.
I guess you might be right.
Well, they're raising season ticket prices, so, you know, Godspeed to you Jets fans. We get Thursday Night Football tonight on Amazon Prime.
They are at 500.
I thought they were one game over, and
That's
then
right.
They got
bludgeoned by the Bills.
The Red Rocket happened. This the Red Rifle happened this weekend.
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting. There should be no intrigue in a Thursday Night Football game between a 2-6 team and a 2-5 team. Like, if I just told you those are the records of the team going into the game tonight, and are you excited to watch?
Yeah, but America's a lot of 4-8 husbands.
But there's we can relate to the game tonight.
Millions of people are going to watch this game.
But I think there's intrigue because here comes Lamar Jackson, right? The multi-time MVP, a team that came into the year as a Super Bowl contender and favorite for a lot of people. And they got a massive win last week in a game that nobody really thought they were going to win because Snoop Huntley was starting and Lamar Jackson was not back. Now he is back. Miami somehow beat the doors off of the Atlanta Falcons on the road. I don't think there's much thought of them turning their season around, but it does exist on the other sideline. And all of a sudden, Thursday Night Football tonight for Baltimore, that if they come out and do to Detroit, if they do to the Dolphins, what a lot of people think they can do to the Dolphins, it will raise some eyebrows of, oh, okay, they're only a game out of first place in the AFC North. So a team between two really bad teams that now all of a sudden has the best player back on the field, and a little bit of intrigue going into the game tonight.
This is in Baltimore?
It is in Miami tonight.
It's in Miami. That's the tough part of this stuff is like who's going to show up and who's, you know, on that short rest. Look, that was a great game they played last week. And I think of all the things, it wasn't so much Snoop Huntley. It was, hey, the defense had a game. That defense, you can talk about disappointments in the NFL. Baltimore certainly is in that conversation. Lamar has been out, but even before that, their defense was the worst they've had in this Harbaugh run.
Wasn't his fault they were losing games. They were blowing leads, and he was scoring 30-40 a game.
He was putting up video game numbers, and it didn't matter because the defense could never get a stop. They got stops last weekend. They put Caleb in a little bit of a blender, and they made life difficult. What did they hold the Bears to? 16 points?
That sounds right. I believe so.
So can you carry that momentum over against a Miami Dolphin team that, look, say what you want about Tua, say what you want about McDaniel.
Yeah, 30-16.
That offense has had some good performances. They just haven't been able to close most of their games, or they've choked their games away. Last week was the most complete game they've played all season, and it's not close. What they did to Atlanta defensively and offensively is something that they're hoping to build on tonight. Their rush defense sucks, though. That was the most shocking thing, I think, of the result from Atlanta and Miami. It was that Atlanta couldn't run the football.
Yeah.
Miami's rush defense is terrible.
Awful all
year. I'm gonna kind of fall into the Thursday trap here.
Hmm.
I do think Lamar coming back is changing vibes. I think the defense is going to build off of what they did. Remember, last year, let's not forget, Baltimore's defense kind of was similar in some ways. They didn't start out great. They ended really strong. And their D coordinator is Zach Orr, I think is his name. He's the same dude. So bad start again. Is that Bears game going to be the thing that kind of changes the tide for them? We'll find out tonight, because going on the road on Thursdays is never easy on short rest. But now you have Lamar back. Maybe the vibes are back in the building a little bit. And as we've pointed out, anytime they've started out and been amazing, they disappoint. Whereas maybe they have this weird rough start, we count them off, and then they race back and they win the division and they become a threat come postseason time.
Well, the other thing too, I'll give credit to their defense is, remember, even the week before, Swag hit the bet on the game, but it was uncomfortable for chunks of it. The Rams went in there and played them, and it was 17-3, so it wasn't like they got torched by LA. Now, I don't know what their mental focus was for that game, knowing Lamar wasn't playing. And the week prior, the Ravens had lost 44-10 to the Texans. But at least defensively, they were pretty stout in that game. They got stuffed in a fourth and goal, I want to say. Like, I could have been a little bit closer and a little more uncomfortable. So it's back-to-back better games from their defense. And then the other part of this, too, is the trust might not be fully back for them, but name me the best offense they're going to play in the next month. So you get Miami tonight on Thursday Night Football.
Mm-hmm.
Next week, or no, I think you got a bye week, and then you go on the road to Minnesota and play J.J. McCarthy.
Yep.
Then you go on the road and play Dylan Gabriel or Sanders and the Cleveland Browns. And then you come home and you play the New York Jets. Who's got the best offense in the next month? Probably Miami.
Well, but I think that's why people are pointing to
that's
tonight.
Why this is like, oh my God, if they win tonight, the next three are winnable and they just beat the Bears. Like, you got a chance legit to be back at 500 in a month.
Well, and then you close this, your last game of the season, which this is interesting if they can win tonight, Dirt, is like seeing where these two teams go. Because the last game of the season for Pittsburgh and Baltimore is each other.
Yes, in Pittsburgh.
By the way, Pittsburgh is coming off of two straight losses. Now they have the Colts at home this weekend.
Yep.
Then they're at the Chargers. The Bengals, they just beat you. And that's in November 16th. So Flacco, I assume, is going to be back.
Yeah.
Then you're at the Bears.
It's
Buffalo, yeah. At Baltimore. Then you get a reprieve of the Dolphins, and then you're at Lions. Like, I'm not trying to play the schedule game too much, but it's impossible not to with the two teams based on where they're at today.
Because there's not a wagon that in that division that's going to run away with it.
All of this could be a moot point if Baltimore loses to Miami.
That's why it becomes an interesting game tonight, man. I've contemplated all week, do I want to spring the line on this game tonight?
I'm still thinking about it right now. It's also why I stuck with Baltimore is, one, people know how I feel about Pittsburgh. But two, I just look at the schedules of the two teams and, like, tonight really has to feel internally in that locker room like their swing moment.
It's like a rebirth. He could beat the Bears without him. Now he's back. You got your MVP in house. Your defense is playing better.
Yes.
You go win tonight back to back.
Yes.
You got a chance to rattle some off here and make some noise in the AFC North. Where are you at on tonight's game? Let's talk a little bit more about some other storylines in the NFL. We'll stick there. Coming up next, 105.1 FM, The Fam.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, Lamar Jackson, no injury designation for tonight's game. He's back, although Baltimore might get dinged for the way they handled it last week. On the injury reports, the NFL takes that very seriously. They said, that's our bad, a little snafu there. A couple other notes out of the quarterback world. Hey, are we all excited to watch Tyler Shuck this weekend for the first time? Huh?
Is anybody excited to watch
He played last weekend.
Oh, did he come in garbage time? Yeah. I didn't see the end
Prattler
of the game.
Had to put the hand
they
in
benched Rattler.
How did he do when he came in garbage time? Like Tyler Shuck, as we all thought.
I think they finished with 3 points.
Oh, okay. That tells you all you need to know.
No one cares!
I love how Kellen Moore said we're going to start him the rest of the year. Like, why do we come out with comment? What if he throws 5 picks this weekend? You're just going to roll him out again next week? Well, like, how long is the runway truly here?
I understand that nobody had expectations for the Saints to be good. They're a one-win team now, and it's year one for Kellen Moore. So let's not, you know, as our coaching conversation, rush to judgment.
No, his team sucks. He has no chance of winning.
They also spent a second-round pick, a high second-round pick. That's borderline first round. Like, this isn't like a, you know, it's a fourth-round guy. It's a second-round pick. So you kind of said, like, you really believe in this dude.
That's a high-quality pick right there.
And if he comes out and he's crap, you're going to throw that back out there next year and tell us it's going to be different?
Especially when you knew you were going to suck this year and have a chance of getting another top 10 pick. We're in the quarterback class now. It doesn't look as good as we thought coming into the year, but next year or April's draft is supposed to be a much better crop of quarterbacks coming out.
You, Dirt, think about this. Think about how many teams misplayed their quarterback situations, right? Now, look, some of these things I don't think would be like the others per se. Like Cleveland banked on Flacco.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to draft Gabriel, who's 5'8.
Not to mention letting Baker years ago walk out the door.
And then forced to take Shador. New Orleans, another one. You keep Spencer Rattler around, keep him the starter, and then you draft Tyler Shuck at the high point of the second round.
Yep.
Two quarterbacks having good seasons, Sam Darnold, Daniel Jones, they were right there. I'm just wondering how many teams are going to reevaluate rolling the dice on a high-level pick versus do we have a good enough team where we can go sign that guy that is a little bit of a cast-off because our coach is smart and we believe he can have a turnaround with so-and-so player.
I'd even throw, like, it's unfair to them because it's going to probably end up looking okay for them, but I also hated the way the Giants handled all of this, of signing Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston and drafting a quarterback and then having Russell Wilson be your starter and then keeping
idiotic.
Him on the roster of, like, we all knew you didn't have big expectations for this year. You drafted a guy that you're going to play at some point. Just let Jameis go out there and play. He's a better locker room
guy.
We
all knew that should have been the order. That didn't make any sense. Jameis start, knowing that Dart was going to eventually come in.
Right now, who would we gamble on having the number one overall pick? You have 3 1-win teams. The Jets, the Titans, and the Saints are all 1-7. That's a vicious battle down the stretch. I'd have to remember what the head-to-heads are and who beat who when they beat them. And then you have just a chunk of team. The Raiders, the Ravens, who I think we imagine will dig out of it, the Cardinals, the Browns, the Dolphins, and the Giants all have 2 losses. It's the worst team in the NFL.
What week is it? I don't know how.
Because we all, I think, would have said probably the Jets at this point, and then they scored 40 and won in Cincinnati last weekend.
Well, they also scored pretty decently against Buffalo week one. I don't know how you separate New York, Tennessee, and the Saints. Because I don't even think much of the Cleveland
Browns.
I'd
probably still lean Tennessee because their win was the most. That shouldn't have happened.
Yeah.
Like getting the pick and then having it fumbled into the end zone for a touchdown. Like that game should have never happened. So I'd probably still lean Tennessee. A couple of the quick quarterback notes out of the league right now. This will be a big storyline going into the weekend, and one of the games that I'm mostly, we'll have a kind of fuller NFL segment tomorrow about matchups. I don't know if that's a proper word. J.J. McCarthy says his ankle feels amazing and he's ready to go. Carson Wentz came out and said nobody was mandating or forcing me to play, and J.J. McCarthy said nobody was forcing me to sit out. I just, one of the bigger storylines going in, but he came out in media availability yesterday, said I'm 100%, I feel amazing, and I'm ready to go.
Yep.
Can't wait to see how that looks. Penix is still limited in practice, but he's trending in the right direction, and they think that he's going to be able to play this weekend.
Well, that's good news for them. Now, where is... Googling.
Who they got? Who's Atlanta got this weekend? Harley, who they got? Let us know on the YouTube chat.
I'm trying to see...
They're in New England.
Drake London status.
Yeah. Because they could use him back as well.
Well, I mean, you're going to need him.
Are we going to take that Patriots bait this week?
They're
None
day-to-day.
Of us did last week.
London and Penix are day-to-day. Okay. So they both potentially could be back.
Yeah.
Patriot bait?
Four and a half is your line there. Atlanta going on the road to New England.
I don't know. Okay. I'm on that game.
Noodle that one. Trey Hendrickson not practicing yesterday. He's the guy that continues to get circled of like, are you going to trade him here? Are you going to? There's a random report that came out. They wanted a first-round pick for him in Cincinnati.
I kind of think they might be this weekend's game away from starting to.
You lose this weekend.
Take
let's
some
offload.
Calls and say, okay, all right, we'll be flexible. He's on a one-year deal. Chicago's coming off of a bad loss. Cincinnati right now, is it going to be Browning? Or is it going to be Flacco?
They have not decided yet. Last I saw, Flacco was still questionable, and if he does not play, then it obviously will be Jake Browning.
Yeah.
So have fun with that.
I think they're a Chicago Bear loss away from taking legitimate phone calls on Trey Hendrickson.
And a game that I think you can make an argument. Minnesota-Detroit will probably be that for a lot of people, just for the McCarthy stuff here locally. Sunday Night Football is going to be a doozy. Sam Darnold, by the way, injured yesterday in practice. He was a full participant, or maybe not yesterday. He was a full participant after an earlier week injury. He had a chest injury.
Witherspoon was back on the practice field.
Witherspoon was back for them, which was huge. And then on the other side of that, you have a team who all of a sudden, like, kind of now or never is not the right phrase, but a little bit of a pucker kicking in. Like, you can only do this for so long. In Washington, who's below 500, McLaurin, it sounds like, will not play this weekend.
Yeah, he's out. He's out. Injury.
But Jaden Daniels is in line to come back and play, and the Mariota GOAT experience is done, at least for a couple of weeks for them. And they need to keep him upright, Daniels, that is, and make sure he's playing. And so you got one quarterback back, another one who's slightly banged up this week. Of one of the more interesting games of the weekend of Seattle at Washington on Sunday Night Football. We'll talk to Brady Henderson tomorrow at 8:15. We'll talk to him
Barkley
about that.
At 7:30. Brady at 8:15.
That's just, I mean, Buffalo, Kansas City, great game. Detroit, Minnesota, really great game. I saw people on ESPN arguing today it's a must win for the Bills of like, we're doing that really. They're 5-2. We're doing that in week 9.
Got to prove it, Dirt.
Got to prove it because they beat him in the regular season and then it didn't matter in the playoffs when they lost to him in the NFC or the AFC title game. Seattle in the commies, like Seattle winning that one, they've been great on the road.
They're more of a road team than a home
team.
We
okay, what happened to the 12th man? That's kind of a weird thing, but they've been playing great on the road, and now you got Washington, who's a little banged up, but they're getting their quarterback back. Like, a loss for Washington to move them to 3-6 9 games into the season. Ooh, Philly's running away with that division. It's basically already over. Seattle's a slight favorite. So it looks like both quarterbacks, though, will be good to go, and it won't be the Marcus Mariota show in D.C. on Sunday night.
I'd actually be pretty excited about this. The fact that Witherspoon is back. Now, hold that for the update on Darnold, and if he's all good to go, then great. I love this matchup. Now, I know Daniels coming back throws a lot of what I'm saying maybe out the window for people, and I totally get it. He's great.
Yeah.
But no Scary Terry changes things a little bit. You're more able to gear up. You know their run game's not very good.
Nope.
And I don't think their defense is that impressive. I think this is a really good opportunity for Seattle to really kind of shine on the national stage and potentially move to 6-2. I love this matchup for them. Now, famous last words, but they're a road team. They for whatever reason,
they're undefeated on the road this year, man.
They just are a road team, and they've had their home woes. I think this is a great opportunity, and Washington is going to maybe be potentially. Now let's see if they win, but if they lose and drop to 3-6, Washington's going to be the team we all point at and say, "Hey, remember when you went through the preseason and you said what team's going to fall out? They're all great and young." Yeah. And well, like as we highlighted, and look, it's not the only reason. Daniel's missing some time has.
Hurt them, for
hurt
sure.
them, yeah. But also the Bears game hurt them. They shouldn't have lost that game.
Yes, they were in control the entire time.
You know, we talked last year about sometimes coaching and having talent matters a great deal. They also like were impossible to stop on fourth down, as an example. And those are little things that it's like turnover luck. Is that going to translate next year? I don't think it always does. Now I'll look at their fourth down conversion rates. in the NFL. But I'm just using an example of, like, sometimes little things don't happen exactly the same. Then you add some injury into it. If they drop to 3-6, that's tough sledding in a division where you've already lost to Dallas, and Philadelphia is certainly never going to be a cupcake for you.
Nope, nope.
I would even argue the Giants is going to be a difficult game.
No, that's not a gimme game by any stretch. Even without Scadaboo, that's not a gimme by any means. And Dallas can score with anybody. Their defense is atrocious. We all know that. But their offense is not terrible. And so that's a hard road back. They've lost 3 in a row. They sat there at 3-2. Daniels goes down. They did lose the Chicago game. But you're like, all right, you're at 3. Now it's loss, loss, loss. And if you lose again on Sunday night, we'll have more on that game tomorrow. But just a big one for them.
They are 26th. And fourth down conversion rate at 45.4%.
It's funny how that stuff evens out, isn't it? You have a year where everything goes your way and your quarterback stays healthy, and then the next year it doesn't quite translate.
You have a Hail Mary win. Like,
yes.
Yeah.
And it's a great reminder, I think, to your point of, we always do this in the NFL with quarterbacks and with teams, of you get a good season out of a young guy or a good season for a team, and you say, well, that just, it has to be linear, right? It just has to keep growing. They're only going to get better from here. And we learn that lesson the hard way every year. C.J. Stroud a couple of years ago, and I know the Texans made the playoffs still last year and blew out the Chargers in their playoff game, but he didn't have quite as good of a year. And we all thought, well, this guy's already a top five bona fide quarterback. And Daniels, I'm still super high on. This is nothing against him. I do think the questions about him are similar to some of the stuff we had with Lamar, and Lamar seemingly got it more aggressively than he did, of just like, hey, the style you play, can this maintain for 17, 18 games every single year? You're taking a lot of hits. You're running around. You're not the biggest stature of guy. You're a little skinny. I mean, it looks like he weighs 175 pounds, dripping wet. And so just, can you maintain that for 17 weeks? They're the prime example of a team who had an offseason that I think we all would have said that was a good offseason. You drafted an offensive lineman, which you desperately need to protect your quarterback. You went out and got Deebo Samuel. Didn't cost you a lot to do it. You got your deal done with McLaurin. It was like, all right, things are trending in the right direction, and here they are. They lose Sunday night. You're 3-6, and I don't know if you're not mathematically eliminated yet, but a lot of people mentally are crossing you off the list for the rest of the year.
It's going to be really tough to make that climb, I think, back in the NFC. They lost their running back pretty early in the season. And then also, like, to be fair to him, it is similar to Lamar of like, oh, the style you play, it's dangerous. It's like, oh, yeah, but Joe Burrow gets hurt seemingly every year.
Just
he got hurt
in the pocket. Yeah.
He didn't get hurt down the field by a linebacker.
Totally fair.
He got hurt in the pocket in that Dallas game.
Or not the Dallas game.
What game was it? It was the...
It
was the Dallas game.
Yes, it was the Dallas game.
Because Mariota came in for cleanup spot.
There you go. Little NFL look around. Little NFL peekaboo, if you will.
How do you like me?
Are you going to pay attention whatsoever to Jacksonville and the Raiders?
Is that Monday night?
No, that's a Sunday 1 o'clock game.
No, I will not. The NFL slate this weekend is actually really good. Last weekend was a dud, and I think we kind of knew it was a dud.
And it actually became a dud.
It became a dud. This weekend, I got Minnesota-Detroit in the 10 a.m. window. Excited.
Mm-hmm.
I got
Denver-Houston 10 a.m. window.
Denver and Houston. Atlanta and New England, I throw into there. I just, Penix being back, that's interesting to me in New England. Are they going to just keep steamrolling people? They're doing it right now.
How about Indy at Pittsburgh?
Indy at Pittsburgh in the 10 a.m. window. So those are all good. And then I go to the 1 o'clock window. The 1 o'clock window for me will be a solo game watch. I don't care about Jacksonville and Vegas, and I don't care about New Orleans and L.A. The only game I care about in the 1 o'clock window is Kansas City and Buffalo. And I'll watch Kansas City, Buffalo, and then you close with Seattle and Commies on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, Monday night's a dud, dude.
And then you get the Cardinals and the Cowboys on Monday Night Football.
Who in the league office said, yeah, you know what we need? We need the Cardinals at Dallas Monday Night Football. What are we doing?
Matt Rhule's doing his appearance on the McAfee Show. You think he's going to announce his contract extension? He's got his podcast studio all set up.
God. Can we talk about how weird that whole...
It's all weird, man. That's part of the...
What room is that podcast done in?
Is that in his office? Did he just turn the lights down? Did they build him like a specialty podcast studio in the facility that he walks over to after team meetings? Part of the thing I'm not giving an extension would be, you're hosting your own podcast. I don't know how I feel about that. We'll get to a couple of NFL notes and college football notes. We'll get to that coming up next. All right, welcome back in. 9:36. Jesus, whenever Moran comes in, you just never know what the hell is going to happen. But the firm is back fully together. P. Harris is back here today. Not feeling great yesterday. He's got his Coug gear on, ready for the Pac-2 title on Saturday. We do have a bit of news to finally pass along.
Yeah, it's official.
We already talked about it, but now we know the details of it. And shout out to our guy Josh Peterson in Omaha. I think he was the one that officially broke this yesterday.
I'm going to text and ask him if he was the one that broke it.
I think he was. I'm going to go ahead and lean into that. Matt Rhule has signed a 2-year contract extension that will extend him as the head coach at Nebraska until the 2032 season. The deal extension, I should say, includes an increase in Rule's buyout this year up to $15 million. His previous buyout was only five. So a $50 million buyout, that's a lot of money to buy out a coach. Pate kind of hinted at it. His wife essentially didn't want to move to Happy Valley. Like, Happy Valley is a unique place. I don't know if he met his wife there or if he met her later into his life after his days at Penn State were done.
Sounds like it sucks there. I got to be honest.
Yeah, dude, there's no
the stadium's cool and the whiteout and all
that. Nothing to do there. You're out in the middle of nowhere.
You're pretty isolated there.
Very isolated.
Just the university.
Yeah. Lincoln's a good town, dude. It's a good college town. There's a lot going on.
It actually is. It's an underrated big town. I think Rule talked about this once of like people think of Lincoln, Nebraska and they go, oh, tiny little college town.
Yeah.
What did he say the population was, like 400,000?
It's a
something?
Lot bigger than you think, and you're about 45 minutes away from Omaha, is the biggest city in Nebraska, and so if you want to go in Omaha and do other stuff, you can. So he signed this extension, and so some of the details are going to raise the average salary. The additional 2 years are now going to be at $12.5 million, which was already what his last year of his current deal was going to be. So that has now been added on 2 more years at $12.5 million, and he's going to get all sorts of, like, there's a thing in here, an innovative new clause that states every time Nebraska qualifies for the college football playoff, his base salary for each year on the deal increases by $1 million. So if he goes to the CFP, let's say they could win out and go this year, but I don't think we're going to predict that. Let's say they go to the college football playoff next year. Every year left on his deal goes up by $1 million. And if he goes up to the CFP again, then it goes up by $1 million again. So he's got a chance to make a lot of money in this. Will they get there? I don't know. But Matt Rule has officially extended his contract at Nebraska and will not be the next head coach at Penn State.
oh, God. It's official. He did break the news.
Yeah, he broke it yesterday.
He is the first one that reported it.
He was getting some heat from people of like, I haven't seen anything yet. Where's the announcement coming? He said it will get announced today. It will be an extension.
He got a phone call refuting this story, is what I'll say.
Oh. Refuting the one we're talking about right now?
No, yesterday.
Or when he broke it, somebody called him and said,
you're absolutely wrong. And he said, okay.
I'm going to write this one out.
And today that contract's been signed. So Josh Peterson,
good for our
friend in Omaha, good buddy. Good job.
So there you go. Matt Rule, making a lot of money, man. $12.5 million a year.
Not going to feel great about that news if they drop that to USC this weekend. I'll tell you that.
That's just the interesting part about all of this. And I, you know, look, I'm rooting for Nebraska. People who know the DNA in my blood, I root for the Huskers. But
yeah, you're a Southern Civil War guy.
I am. That may be a Nebraska fan. Aren't they in the Union? They'd be a union.
Depends who you're talking to.
True. They have a legitimate chance to lose their last four games. They also could win their last four games. They are a very weird, interesting team. They could easily be on a 3 or 4 game losing streak right now. They probably should have lost to Maryland. They could have lost this weekend to Northwestern. If they returned a kickoff for a touchdown coming out of halftime in a tight, uncomfortable game, and that kind of gave them a little bit of a buffer, and then they went on to win 28-21. USC-Nebraska is my game of the weekend. I can't wait to watch that one
on
Saturday.
That's your game of the weekend?
It is, yeah. I'm tired of the SEC stuff. Like, Texas-Vanderbilt is fun, but Texas sucks.
Yeah, but Texas is officially eliminated.
They
from
are
the
already
mines.
Officially eliminated.
No, they're not.
They are officially eliminated.
No, be ready
they
to be
are
really outraged.
Officially eliminated. I've eliminated them mentally. It's not going to happen.
Well,
in Oklahoma, Tennessee, it's like, yeah,
that's the elimination game. They're both 2-loss teams.
That's Iowa, Nebraska.
What?
They're same record, 6-2, 6-2, but they're ranked because they're in the SEC.
But Nebraska's not in the playoff conversation.
Why not? They have the same record. They're 6-2. Is Tennessee in the playoff conversation and Nebraska's not? Why is Oklahoma in the playoff conversation but Iowa's not?
Well, Tennessee played Georgia really tough.
They did.
I don't know
what
if
happened?
You remember that
game. Did they lose that game?
They did.
Okay,
they
lost
miss
that
a
game.
Kick and got then it. They lost.
Got it. Why is Michigan not in the playoff conversation? They're also 6-2.
Well, they got absolutely pantsed by USC.
Okay. Mississippi State went to overtime with Tennessee. Actually, double overtime, and Tennessee probably should have lost the game. And Mississippi State's one of the worst teams in the country.
Yeah. Well, that's not what happened.
Okay.
That whatever. What was the final result?
So, yeah, that's my game. Well, because USC's coming up on Oregon's schedule. I'm just curious, can Lincoln finally win a road game?
In inclement weather, it looks like it's not going to be great.
It's going to be cold. It's a night game. They're wearing all black uniforms, too. So, yeah, that one's high on my list. But Matt Rule signed an extension. And it derailed what I was going to talk about there. But
what were you going to talk about there?
I was going to go through some of the thoughts or the texts we got earlier on the memorabilia things that people own.
Oh, do we have some cool ones in there? Because my family sucks. I just want to know if other people's family sucks or if they're actually
not a ton of them.
Passing stuff down.
Somebody did say I have my grandfather's medal for surviving Pearl Harbor. That's pretty badass.
Can I give you an example of how my family sucks?
Yeah, go for it.
My grandpa served overseas in a war, and we just don't have his flag that he got when he passed away.
Really?
Yeah. That's what my family
They just...
does. Just like...
Was it lost, sold, given away?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Just disappeared?
No.
Hmm.
And then we buried him without a headstone.
What war are we talking here? He says your grandfather? So we're talking World War II?
Yeah, I believe so.
Okay.
Yeah. Got it. That's what my family does.
Okay.
And then you have to go to a spot near a bush because we didn't want to pony up for a headstone.
So he's buried in a spot by a bush.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cremated?
No, buried.
Just...
I saw his dead body at the funeral.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How's that therapy going?
It's over.
It's good.
But, you know, technically great-grandfather as well. Should note that. But
okay,
yeah.
Clarify.
Either way, like, that's... My family's not passing down cool stuff. I want to know if other people's families have cool stuff.
One listener did chime in and say, of the guitars, the Prince guitar is the most iconic. When somebody walks into your house and sees Eric Clapton's guitar on the wall, they'll have to look and ask, is that Eric Clapton's guitar? But every single person knows Prince's guitar. There's no more iconic instrument than the Purple Rain guitar. Do we agree with that?
Well, I think he's the most iconic artist of that group.
More iconic than the Beatles?
Hmm.
Or Jimi Hendrix?
Yeah, but would you be able to recognize...
That is a point I agree. I can agree with. I don't know if he's the most iconic artist.
Hendrix has got to have some...
He was a right-handed guitar playing left-handed. Yeah. Or was it left-handed playing right-handed?
You
would
know better than I.
He had learned to play guitar backwards, because I'm pretty sure he was left-handed. Hmm. I think that's the story, but he only had money. He couldn't find a left-handed guitar.
Yeah, maybe
guitar.
The guitar is the iconic part versus him.
Because you have the logo on the guitar,
thing,
right? The Purple Rain guitar had the big logo, and it was when he was a symbol and all that, you know.
Is that the guitar he has?
I think that's the guitar that Ursae has, yeah. Hmm. It's the Purple Rain guitar. So that piece of equipment, I agree with you, in terms of an artist being more iconic, that I don't know about. I like Prince. Prince is great. But I don't know if the Beatles were...
I know, the Beatles. Yeah.
The Beatles, right? Let's close it up. Some final thoughts on Thursday Night Football. Also, one for Sprague. We'll wrap it up next on The Fam.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Multiple people submitting Eddie Van Halen's guitars more recognizable than Prince's.
Yeah, the one from the Jump video with all the tape on the red one with all the tape.
Got it. Jump's such a good song.
Couldn't be more clueless.
You ever listen to Van Halen? You ever Van Halen guy?
I've heard Van Halen. Yeah, I don't.
You would know Van. Yeah, you would know this stuff if you heard it.
But like guitars, like specific guitars.
For a certain generation, my generation,
for that,
absolutely.
Yeah.
They'd look at that and they'd know exactly
immediately
what,
it was. Yeah, and the Prince one was more of the design of it, but also the song and the era. Like, yeah, just that was also the music video era where those were such a big deal. So if you had something in the music video, it just ended up becoming a thing.
Ah, it looks like it's like graffiti kind of the Van
Halen. Yeah, the red, black, and white, and it just that's a pretty iconic one. That's solid. Different takes coming in. I love it, man. Historically, music. We were also talking earlier about Chauncey Billups and just how much work the video team of the Blazers had to do to, like, erase him from all of their hype videos and commercials and, like, delete, 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 delete. One of our listeners chimed in and was like, man, I play NBA 2K every day, and every day there's Chauncey Billups, and it is weird. Need a roster update there, NBA 2K. Let's get him out of there. Also, on the historical artifact, how do you respond if this is you?
Oh, no. No, 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 no.
Mm-hmm. Also, people saying that got dark. It got a little dark in the last segment. Hey, we do that.
It got dark.
It got dark. You got a little dark there.
Oh, with me?
Yeah, I got a little dark.
No, I was just trying to highlight my family's really terrible.
Not great at holding on to
artifacts. It doesn't have to be dark. Yeah. I laugh about it.
Somebody said, my wife was going through her grandma's house in Dallas, Oregon, after her grandma passed away.
Oh, no. We know.
I think we know Dallas, Oregon's. Yeah. They found her great-great-grandfather's KKK uniform in a trunk.
Oh. That's,
I mean, I'm asking this as a serious question. What do you do? Do you keep it?
I think you burn it.
Do you burn it?
I think you burn it. You don't even want that in the trash.
You don't want
anything.
No, you don't want to throw it.
Why did you just throw this away?
Throw it in your garbage can in the kitchen, and then you have some friends over later. They're going to throw away their napkin. Like, what the hell is
Could
this?
Could you imagine, you know, when the trash truck picks up the bin and it lifts it and it,
it like gets stuck
and it just flies out of the bag on the middle of the road. And you're like, oh my God. No, it's not what you think.
You throw it away immediately. You burn it.
You burn it.
You burn it.
You have to burn it. No evidence.
I mean, I'm not saying, like, it's like you're not going to become a member of the KKK.
I understand that, dude. You got to burn it.
You got to burn it.
Yep.
Final answer?
Yep.
Okay. That one would throw me for a loop, dude. It's going through the trunk like, hey, let's see what great-grandma had
here. I mean, we talked about the Chauncey thing earlier because Shelburne wrote a good piece about people that are around Chauncey's going, I don't know who this guy is. It's not the guy I know.
Yeah.
Imagine finding that to somebody you grew up with that was in your life that was a big part.
Well, it wasn't the grandma's. It was her great-grandfather.
Imagine if it was somebody you did grow up with.
Which I would just say, you know.
That's where you were every Friday night? I thought you were going bowling.
For 150 years ago, you know, I hate to break it to people. 150 years ago, there were a lot of questionable characters out there. Well, there still are. But, you know, 150 years ago, some of these opinions were mainstream. And you could be able to get away with this stuff. And it wasn't frowned upon in society, unfortunately. Don't meet your heroes. Is that what they say? Don't meet your heroes. Bill Burr's got a great stand-up bit.
Don't get to know your uncle.
Don't get to know your uncle. Bill Burr's got a stand-up bit where he essentially did one on like the Duck Dynasty guy saying something homophobic, and he's like, "What did we think he was going to say? He was born in 1930s in Alabama. What do you think his political views are? Are we surprised by his worldview? Think of the world he grew up in, man. None of this is surprising." On that positive, cheery note, Thursday Night Football tonight. Does anybody want to take the bait? Anybody go spring the line on it?
What a transition.
No. You like that?
That's why they're 7.5, right?
It is still 7.5 is your line.
I don't like that. I don't like
that. I do think this is a game Baltimore. It's funny. I'm saying I don't want to spring the line on it.
But then you like, we all like Baltimore, but I don't know if any of us have the balls to bet it. Lucy Burge gave us Dolphins plus 7.5 yesterday as one of her favorite bets of the weekend.
I don't blame her. Yeah. The Dolphins have what? They have the Charger game. They should have won the game. The Patriot game. They historically did something that had never been done, back-to-back special teams kickoffs. Like, they got a few games that if they beat the Chargers and the Patriots...
You're in the mix.
You're feeling a lot different, aren't
you're
you?
You're in the mix.
But they have choked and not looked good in other games. So, no, I don't feel confident in it, but I tend to like the Ravens.
And it's also 75 degrees and in Miami tonight, so none of that Tua, it's cold out, can't throw in the wind stuff.
You know who's from Florida?
Who's from Florida?
Lamar.
Ha-ha.
Return game.
Ha-ha. Well, I got caught up in the KKK. I was going to give you a moment to highlight tonight's slate in the NBA, but we ran out of time. Bucks and Warriors on NBA TV, if that tickles your fancy.
Yeah.
We get Wemby again. Are the Spurs going to go 82-0?
Can they stay undefeated? There's still four undefeated teams in the NBA.
Oh, who are the four? Spurs?
Spurs, Thunder,
Sixers.
Sixers and the Bulls.
The Sixers are undefeated?
The Bulls? Bulls and the Sixers are a shocking
form. Maxey and Edgecombe are a wagon right now.
What?
Yeah, the Bulls are... The Bulls so far have been fun and good.
The Bulls are good?
I don't know, but they've started that way.
All right, well, there you go. Good little show. If you missed any of it, go check the podcast, 1051thefan.com, 1051thefan on Twitter, at Thurton Sprague on Twitter. We had Josh Pate on today for the Daily Ticker, our Pate State Thursday. He was awesome, as always, talking all things college football and coaching vacancies. Tomorrow, you ready for it? 7:30, Ken Barkley is going to be here. So you better be here. And then at 8:15, we'll talk to Brady Henderson, ahead of the Seattle Seahawks.
And I'll be in costume.
And Sprague will be in costume. Will I be in costume? Find out.
Duck fan.
I'm going to come as Dan Lanning. That'll do it for us. Thanks so much for being a part of our Thursday. Like the video, subscribe to the channel if you haven't done so yet on YouTube. We'll talk to you at 6 a.m. The firm of Harrison Meringue is next on 105.1 FM, The Fan.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve. I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.